welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Is that Kevin Pollak? Is that? Well, I'd say you need to believe in a better future if you want to smile ever again. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we, in no particular order. Say hello to James Heaney, Johnny Two Dicks. How often would you say you clean your inner ears?
My inner ears? I would say many times a day. But usually I just use my pinky fingers if I once a day. That's regular day. Out of the shower I use Q-tips.
Oh. Yeah, I would advise you against Q-tips also.
What?
They can cause damage. Hey, it's Jacqueline Uway.
Woo!
New fan fave. What can you tell us about your least favorite neighbor growing up?
I don't know if this is controversial. I just lived next to white people my whole life, so that was
sure.
Just like, we were always the one black family in the suburbs, so it's kind of like, hey, but you don't go over to their houses. But it's like, I remember one time my mom was like, don't eat over there. Just don't go, just whatever you just don't eat, but you can go say hi. So that was, but I had pretty good neighbors other than that.
Nice. Very nice. Other than the angry white people, it was okay.
Yeah. I turned out decent.
Yeah. Look out, it's Craig Kukowski. Kakao, when movie theaters open near you at 25% capacity, are you going?
No, sir, I am not, and I am heartbroken about that. Like, even Arclight, which is humongous and where I would normally go, I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet. I don't want to be in an enclosed space with recirculating air with anyone right now. And I go to the movies literally 8 times a month, maybe twice a week. You know,
sure.
I'm a moviegoer.
Right. And so would that rule out airplanes for you as well? Speaking
of movies on airplanes.
Enclosed spaces with circulating air, although they insist they have the circulating air similar to a hospital. Most of the airlines are claiming that now.
Yeah. So it's all deadly.
Yeah.
Poisonous air.
Why can't we just develop a fishbowl helmet that has an air pack on it? It's going to help us with COVID, but we're ruining the planet anyways. It'll help us breathe forever after.
Does it have to be a fishbowl?
Well, something that my head will fit inside of.
Fair enough.
He does
like
have a big head.
The typical astronaut helmet. Like, let's just go there. Let's start now, and then we can go to the movies.
James, when you say we, I think that's you. I think you're the one who has to develop that prototype. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Ladies, we've got Chris Alvarado on trombone. Bliss, even in cutoff jeans, favorite dish at a Chinese restaurant?
I feel so much pressure, so I'm going to have to back away from this.
Right there.
I love Chinese food. I love Chinese food. Don't you have a great spot, Kevin, in downtown or something like that? Or in L.A.?
Yangchao.
They do the slippery shrimp.
Slippery shrimp.
Oof.
What makes it slip?
Just down your gullet.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. I like that. It says, slippery shrimp. What makes it slip?
Just
what
down
makes
your
it
gullet.
Slip down your gullet. And last but check your pants for a load. If you think of least, it's Joey Greer. Steve, have you ever had a dream of either being arrested or accused of murder?
Yeah, I was binge watching Sons of Anarchy. Because
you lost a bet.
Problems.
Go ahead.
I got problems, dude. It was, I was like, I'm fucking wild. And as I'm watching it, I watched like 3 seasons just in one sitting because I got a lot going on.
Sure.
And I walked away from that thinking that I was in a crime family.
Yep.
And I was like, holy shit, dude, I got all this. Oh my God. And then I had a dream where I was a part of some kind of syndicate organized crime family that we killed somebody. And I was like, all right, well, I live with that now. That's my life. I gotta just, and,
It is the weirdest thing when it happens in a dream and it's so real, because if your conscious mind is still working on normal thoughts, it is like, what? How did this? Why is this the new thing?
I didn't do it. Yeah. But also, if our listeners could see Joey, he literally looks like a cast member from Sons of Anarchy right now.
He does.
Yeah. Somebody get my motorcycle out of my house.
Oh, that's good.
That is good.
You know? Wait a minute. Is this a dream?
Oh, no. All right. Let's do a damn show, shall we? All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or patron VIPs. To become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via old-timey email, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here
at alchemythis.com.
Scene one comes from patron VIP Haley, who wrote, "Hi, everyone. I'm a newish Patreon member, and I wanted to say thanks for all the sweet bonus content. I really like the sound effects episode and Twitch hangs. This is my scene suggestion. Since quarantine started, my boyfriend and I have been spending a lot of time on our third floor balcony, which overlooks a 24-hour dinosaur-themed car wash that also has a small church in the back."
Yeah. Yep.
"The combination attracts a lot of strange characters. I'd love to hear your take on our rear window dinosaur car wash church parking lot situation. Thanks, Haley in Austin. Please do a show here when all this is over." All right. We'd love to come to Austin. Thanks.
Look, it's too much. It's
praise
too much.
Him.
How is it too much?
God. You see this? People are praying. People are in a church service while their cars are being washed.
Praise
it doesn't make sense.
Him.
How does what and what way does it not make sense that you're accomplishing
praise
you're
him.
Accomplishing two things at once? I mean, it's kind of great. What do you do praise when you go to a car wash that doesn't have a church
him.
In the back?
Well, that's first of all, that's most of them. And
praise
I just
him.
Most of them? Let's say all of them. Let's commit to all of them.
Praise
okay.
Him.
All of them don't have it. That's my point. Listen.
I'm
just had this discussion, but my
praise
dad
him.
Owns this place. So don't
right?
forget about that, okay? So
praise
I could
him.
Tell him to shut it down if I wanted to.
Okay. He takes all of his orders praise from his kid, his smart ass son?
Some. Look, if you can show me a miracle that has occurred here or something
him.
Where Jesus is actually in the house, I might back away. Right now, it feels like too much.
Okay, so until Jesus comes here to get his car wash, you've got a problem.
Bingo. Okay, now we're clear.
All right, let's make a real short list of the things you told your father to do that he did, starting with?
He got rid of Jock.
Right?
He got rid of Jock, right? Jock was,
trouble.
In my opinion, too muscular.
Yes.
Boom! He got rid of him. My dad added the vending machine with the air fresheners
because you said, "Dad, we need an air freshener vending machine."
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
And look, last thing, I asked my dad to make me the manager, and look, I'm the manager. Okay.
Okay.
Praise
is that? That's not your dad.
No, that's the dinosaur sounds of the cars going through the dryer. Listen. I'm going to my office.
Him.
I can't take this. Show me a miracle. Show me a miracle.
Excuse me. I was wondering if maybe I could help by giving a benefit of having the church by you. I am Father Johnson, and I was thinking about maybe blessing the water of your car wash.
Okay. What are you saying?
I'm saying that if you would like me to bless the water of your car wash, if we can have a better relationship, you, me, the church, the car wash, maybe going forward we can have a better relationship. It would be as simple as
that
me.
Was a great service,
I've
everybody.
Got...
Whoa, what the... Reverend Carmichael, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm making an agreement. My dad... Whenever I tell him that I want something done, he usually follows along, so I'd be willing to give him a good word for you and your car wash.
Are you referring to God as your father?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey,
John,
Father Carmichael Johnson, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What happens when Jesus comes back?
Oh, God.
Well, when he comes back,
yeah.
He's going to... It's
why don't I answer that? I'm actually running the church right back here behind the car wash. So I'm happy to tell you what happens when Christ returns. Revelation speaks of a firmament, a lightning in the sky,
a permanent
firmament.
I was just helping you. It seems like you've got it pretty good. A permanent
I do. A permanent firmament?
Yeah, I do is a line that often happens when I'm running services.
I do is a line.
How's it going? So what do you want? You want the car wash number 2, number 3 special? Let me tell you, number 4, you get full wax and armor on the tires.
Whoa. Okay. Give it to me again. You said.
There's car wash package number one.
Could you start with number one? Okay.
Okay, but number one is, you know, why even get your car washed? So moving on. Number two, that's full
wait
clean.
Wait a second. What if I just want to get my car washed.
I really want to urge you not to go with number one.
All right. Okay. Give me the rest.
All right. Number two is full wash with rainbow wax. And number three is rainbow wax double time.
All right. So back to number three. So does the number three have a full car wash or is just the rainbow wax with the other thing you said?
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. Number three is a
You're a real fast talker, man.
Look, I'm a car wash guy. You know what I mean? This is the biz.
Yeah.
Look, number three is full car wash.
Washes.
Full car wash, rainbow wax, but also a confession. You get a confession. I don't know if that's what you're into. I don't push that part of it. Do you know what I mean? If you want, you can switch out Armorall. You can switch out confession for Armorall.
Okay, well, give me number four, but number three is sounding pretty sweet right now. Sounding pretty sweet right now.
Is that because of the Armorall or the confession?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I would.
It's the confession.
Oh my God, this is crazy. I can't, where are you taking me, Chuck? This is wild. What is this?
It's a dinosaur themed car wash.
Oh my God, Chuck, this is so sweet. No one
real dinosaurs that they they found like DNA trapped in amber, and then they replicated them, and you kind of drive by them as you go through the car wash and shit.
Like Kamowski Park.
It's like Kamowski Park, but it's smaller. It's more of a car wash.
Oh my God. Wait, there's a real dinosaurs, Chuck?
Yeah. They only got like five or six, dinosaurs because, again, it's a car wash. It's relatively small.
I can't, Chuck. I can't. If I go in there and I see those dinosaurs, what if they come inside? What if the dinosaurs come inside?
No, you're inside your car the whole time.
Oh my God. Oh, you think that's going to protect you, Chuck? You think that's going to protect you, Chuck? Their talons are like stone, okay? They can bust through a window, Chuck. Oh my God.
They got like one T-Rex. And
one? What do you mean? Please don't do this.
They feed it. It's not going to crush the cars.
Yeah, let's just go to a 76. Let's just get our car washed in a 76.
I'm not going to a fucking 76. Hey, how you doing?
Good. How can I help you?
I got a coupon from last time.
Okay, coupon here. Sounds good.
Oh, God.
Okay, now this.
Can you reassure my girlfriend that everything is totally safe here?
Oh, sure. Of course. So we use all environmentally safe and friendly soaps.
What is that?
Well, that's the T-Rex.
That's the T-Rex. Yeah, he knows. He's saying that's the T-Rex.
Let's just go to 76, Chuck. Please, let's just go to 76.
Don't say that.
Now, listen, ma'am, I assure you, this car will come out spotless. And if you want, I can throw in an Armorall and one feed it. Okay?
What?
Let's do that.
We'll give you, ma'am, take this knife. I'm going to give you a live goat. Now it's up to you whether or not you want to slice the goat's throat or feed it whole. That is up to you. All right, go ahead. Moving on, guys.
I'd feed it whole, I think, because I want to get the goat blood all over my car, you know.
Oh my God, well, they'll clean it.
Okay, babe, we're going to 76. We're going to 76,000 BC is where we're going.
Oh my God.
Well, maybe 76 million. Like, I don't know. I don't know when dinosaurs lived, to be honest.
Dinosaurs lived at the same time as humans.
No.
It's in the Bible.
Look, I know you're a creationist.
It's in the Bible.
No, baby. The Earth is way older than 3,000 years old, okay? The Earth is...
No, it's not. It's like 30,000 years old.
Oh, if you weren't so fucking hot. Oh, you're hot. You were so hot.
What would you do to me? What would you do to me, huh? Oh, my God.
Okay, baby, you got to feed the goat. Give it the goat.
Welcome to 76 Car Wash. We got a Halloween theme with scares and dares. How can I help you today?
Scares and dares.
I came here.
Go for it. But just to be clear, I do want to know about the dares.
Right? Okay.
I do want to know.
Well,
about
then
the dares.
I guess Absolutely. Stick around because I'm here to make a complaint. I came through this horror themed thing, and there was a serial killer that came home to my house in my back seat of my car.
These are unrelated acts, sir. We don't
they
have
are related
quote
directly.
Unquote serial killers that work at the car wash.
Well, that definitely sounds like one of the scares. So I wanted to hear about the
listen,
dares.
This guy was dressed like Michael Myers, and he showed up at my house 3 days later.
So that's okay. Definitely a scare.
All right. Well, I believe that's there. A situation you want to take to the police, sir. Did you come here for a free car wash or something because a serial killer came to your house that worked for me? Second of all.
Excuse me, you left some change in your car at the car wash?
Oh, my God. Who are you?
You had the Nissan Sentra, right?
Yeah, I have a Nissan Sentra. What are you doing at my house?
I'm returning your change to you.
This is bullshit. You shouldn't follow me home. This is my private residence. That was supposed to be scares that happened at the car wash.
Scares aren't dares. My coworkers dared me to do this.
Okay, well, I'm going to report you to your boss.
Normally we just keep the change. I'm being honest. I'm returning it.
Well, thank you. I'm taking the change, but I don't appreciate you following my family home here.
Well, I didn't follow it.
Now, look, Monica, we like you here at this car wash, okay? We like you a lot.
Yeah.
Problem is, I'm going through your file here. It seems like you got a lot more scares than dares. Okay.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of scaring. I'm pretty good at it. I just go and knock on the doors and I say, boo, boo, boo. And then
hey,
I'll
that's
just,
scary.
It's pretty scary. You know, people just jump and stuff. They're so jumpy in these streets, you know.
Look, you know we run on Yelp reviews, okay? Mm-hmm. So we need to get those dares up. So if you can do me a favor the rest of the week, the rest of the month, even get those dare numbers up, okay? Come on,
okay,
Monica,
okay. I hear you.
Hi,
okay.
I'm sorry. I just want to get my car washed. I don't know who to
go,
talk
go,
to.
Go, 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 go.
Well, are you going to dare me to do it or not? Dare me to do it.
Me? I'm going to dare you to do it.
Dare me to do it, sir.
I dare you to wash my car. Is that what you...
Okay. Okay.
All right.
That was great.
See, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Boo!
Oh, Jesus Christ! Oh, my heart! My heart!
Oh my God! Boss!
My heart!
Boss, is what you're saying? He's having a heart attack.
Okay, everything seems to be fine. You are having an extended orgasm, though. I think
my
no.
heart.
No, no, it's not your heart. It's not your heart is totally fine.
Praise him.
What?
Praise him.
Okay,
Oh.
Okay, you're done. You're done.
Buzz, I don't think he is having a heart attack. Like, do I have to clean this stuff up? Please don't tell me to do that. Please do not tell me to do that. If you tell me to do that, I promise I will quit right now. Please do not tell me to do that.
You're not. I'm not going
to. So you're a doctor? That's crazy. Like, what do you kind of like do? Are you like a
I work in surgeon? The ER. Work in the ER.
It's crazy. It's wild. But you see like a lot of crazy shit.
Yeah. What?
Huh?
Sometimes I do, you know.
So, I have to be honest with you. My last boyfriend and I, we broke up,
really?
A while
Why?
Ago. And we went to this. He got eaten by a T-Rex, and I told him I didn't want to go to this. There's a church car wash T-Rex.
Oh, I know that. I know that place. Yeah,
yeah, it's fucking crazy. Yeah. It scared the shit out of me.
It shows when the dinosaurs lived at the same time as Jesus, right?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Drew. I didn't know that you're a Christianist as well.
I am a Christianist, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's
so nice to meet a Christianist. This is insane. This is going to sound fucking crazy, but do you want to cut each other and then mix our blood together and drink that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Yes,
oh
I do.
So good, yes.
Oh, my heart.
All right, listen, I talked to my dad, and my dad said I can do whatever I want. So, do you have any miracles for me on this Monday?
Miracles? What kind of miracles are you looking for?
Well, I thought I made it clear in our first conversation that I will close the church portion down of this car wash unless you can provide me with some miracles.
Right, and I thought I made my position clear last time we spoke that I just need to know what miracle do you want? Any miracle at all. Could be, I'm just spitballing. Your father dies, you take over the company.
Who's this?
Hey, it's Mariah.
Oh, Mariah, sir.
Did someone say miracle? I'm sorry, my butterflies are all in the way. You know, I don't do this often, but I was just walking by this parking lot, and I heard it. I felt it in my spirit, and you know, there can be miracles when you believe. And it's just, you know, I do that sometimes. And I just wanted to bless you with my voice and my presence, okay?
Okay, this is what I'm talking about. Mariah, hi.
How's that?
Hi. My dad owns this place. I'm the manager.
So you're poor. Okay.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey? Holy shit.
It's Mariah. Have you spent any time in our chapel?
Oh, no. I worship Mariah. Mariah worships Mariah.
Holy shit, that's Mariah Carey.
Holy shit, that T-Rex just picked up Mariah Carey.
Oh, no.
No! Oh, God.
There can be miracles when you believe.
Stephanie, this is crazy. Okay, so I got us two tickets, two front row tickets to see Mariah Carey in concert.
Hello.
Stephanie, wake up.
Okay, cool.
Wake up. I just busted into your room to tell you that I just got two tickets to see.
I'm sorry. I had to take off my CPAP machine. You know I have troubles at night.
I know. First off, you don't need that, okay? If you just pray, it'll go away.
And I'm Jason Bentley. That was Bobo's on the radio. Mornings Become Eclectic. Some really bad news we have tonight, this morning. Mariah Carey was eaten by a dinosaur. She had a big concert planned for tonight. And
hey, what are you doing in the radio booth? Hey, who the hell is that? Hey, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing? Get the hell out of here.
I'm Jason Bentley.
Who the hell is Jason Bentley? Get the hell out of here.
That's scene one. Oh, my. Oh, kicked from the booth. Scene 2 comes to us from David, all the way from Australia, who wrote, "Hi, Alchemist. I was thrilled when you used my first suggestion about Stonehenge. I'd never written to a podcast before, and hearing my words read back by that Kevin Pollak felt like alternate universes colliding. Speaking of segues, my scene suggestion. Moments after completing the time travel equations, an inventor is inundated by admirers from alternative futures. Huh. Who knows? You do what you do best. Keep up the amazing work, David from Australia."
And if we just line this up.
Interrupting, Doctor, but there
I'm almost finished with this experiment. Just let me focus, because if I mess this up, the space time continuum will be.
You're right,
really
but hard. If I was just needed to know from the kitchen if you wanted tuna fish or tuna salad.
Oh, jeez, tuna fish or tuna salad.
Melt or tuna salad?
Tuna melt or tuna salad?
I know you don't
like.
Is
the tuna melt? I'll take the tuna. Surprise me. Give me a tuna surprise.
Tuna surprise it is, sir. Thank you so much. Sorry for interrupting.
Okay, where was I? I think it's done.
So did he say salad or did he say melt?
He said tuna melt. He did not specify cheese. So tuna I'm not sure what to do.
Tuna melt. Any cheese I want,
Yeah, sure.
You'd think that such a genius man would know exactly what kind of cheese he wants, but no, it's always up to me. What kind of cheese do I want to put on his sandwiches?
That's not how genius works.
Now, what do you know, woman? Stupid. I bet I could make a machine. I bet I could make a time machine, but for all the time, I go all the back and all the times you wanted me what cheese you
wanted. Rather than suggesting you could make the machine, why don't you just choose where in time you'd like to travel? And then we could sneak in there later, and off you go.
I mean, I never thought of that. Yeah, so I guess we could do that. Yeah.
Right, so why don't we set the complaining aside, the mindless complaining that fills your
days. It's not mindless. It's definitely pointed. I know why I'm complaining.
Right, from the inside going out, it probably has a point. But
no,
on the outside.
No, it does have a point. So not probably.
where the rest of us exist. There's no point.
Everyone here are sheep. You're all sheep. You need to wake up.
It's just you and I.
I've been taken advantage of by this boy just because he has a degree in science. We just trust a man who likes science.
It's just you and I and the tuna fish. So why don't we stay focused? All right?
Where I am focused.
Where in
time? Bechamel, Gouda, Cheddar. I'm focused.
Where in time shall we travel later?
How about the time you shut up? When was that? Is there a time?
Well, that shut me up.
Professor, my name is Xanthorpe A16. I come from the year 2748. I live in the fourth quadrant of Comedia. Thank you, first of all, for your wonderful mention. But you must decide what you want for lunch today. It will affect the future if you don't decide on a specific tuna dish.
Is it too late? If I've already ordered, you've come here just moments too late. I ordered a tuna surprise.
Oh, God, you did? Then you've got to go back in time.
Wait. Professor, it is me, Xanthor. I come from the fourth quadrant of Comedia. I was just here a moment ago.
Okay.
Did I go far enough back in time?
I don't mean to. I think you're still here.
Yes, you idiot, I'm here. What are you doing?
You're both here right now.
Professor, my name is Tukarlbada. I am from the eighth quadrant.
I know you're from Chlamydia. I know who you are. You're here two times done already. Okay, huh? I get it.
No, that's a different guy.
That's different.
That's not us. We're Xanthorpe.
I didn't. I was interrupting him.
That's Xanthorpe.
Hi, I'm...
And you are?
I'm Tutankhamun.
No, this guy is full of shit.
I'm from the eighth quadrant of Chlamydia.
No.
Listen,
guys.
All right, I'm going to be
honest.
I don't
honest, know
about I'm not,
you.
I'm not. I'm not. Anyway, I got to get out of here.
Wait, don't go. That was strange. Okay, you guys are the same person.
Yeah, we are the same person.
Yeah, we are the same.
All right, so all you got to do is tell me what to order, because I ordered tuna surprise.
Tuna surprise. Yes, that's exactly it.
That's what I ordered.
No, that leaves too much power to the kitchen.
Well, I want to be surprised. That's not a good... All right. So why don't you guys come back with me to the kitchen? Or what were you going to say? I see that you're about to say something. I'm not from the future. You guys are. Tell me.
So we were going to go back to the kitchen where the guy's making the sandwich right now, you're saying?
Yes, and we were going to tell him what we want. Whatever the best for the future is what I'll order right now.
I'll say that we were surprised when a tidal wave wiped out the continent of of Australia. So that was an unwelcome surprise.
Unwelcome, right. Because you couldn't make up your mind.
Okay, well, that's fine. But why don't we just go back there and tell the chef what I should order that will make the future better?
Oh, I'll give it a shot, Xanthorpe.
All right, Xanthorpe. I'll do it.
Okay.
All right. It's right this way. This is the
kitchen. Nice painting.
Thank you.
All right, follow me in a secret passage up this way. We'll be able to go into the back way of his science laboratory. And from there, then I can jump into his stupid time machine and prove once and for all that I am smarter
Mr.? Yes. Do you know that you're talking out loud in this dark hallway?
Yes, child, I do. All right.
Okay. It seemed like you're just giving a lot away right now, and I don't know if that was supposed to be a secret.
Okay, listen, I have a condition. I give a lot of exposition when I walk alone, all right? That's just what I do, okay? But I am compiling some kind of fellowship. Would you like to join me as I time travel through time in order to prove
No? Okay. Stranger danger. I just like to hang out in this dark hallway. It's really where I like to play. My parents will be back in about a couple hours. They work
all
like a normal 9
bye
to 5.
Bye. That child, that strange child in the hallway. I wonder if their influence will have affect me in any way in the future or maybe.
Sir, you haven't started moving
Jesus
yet.
Christ. My God. Jeez. Scared the hell out of me. My God.
You're still my territory, guy. Okay.
My heart.
Sir.
My heart.
Okay, you can stop with the exposition. You've been in the ER for 2 hours, okay? We pretty much know what your situation is.
And then my heart went boom, boom.
Yes, and yes. I felt- you told me that. Stop narrating what's going on so I can tell you. You have had a severe heart attack.
Please. You think I'm going to believe you because you're a doctor of science? Let me tell you something right now. I work with cheese, sir. Do you know that?
With Jesus?
No, cheese.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I misheard you.
Are you a Christianist?
Had a real hot date this weekend.
Are you a Christianist?
I am a Christianist.
Yep.
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 Anyway, you need to get on heart medication right away.
Please. I think the best thing for me is spoon feeding myself liquid cheese until I'm filled up.
No, I don't recommend that at all. You've got several blocked arteries. I mean, the chances of a repeat of this heart attack immediate. I mean, do you have anything planned for today?
Interesting. If I could go back in time and change my heart, do you think I'd have a heart attack?
No, I mean, I guess that's true. If you were to go back in time and make some different choices mm-hmm. in life, then you wouldn't be seeing me today. And both of our lives would be better, right?
Exactly. So if I go back in time and change my heart, rip my heart out and put a new...
So where's the cheese guy?
It's behind this door. And I don't know for sure. I just want to be very cautious that we're not breaking any rules of time. Because I know that if I was to go back in time, I wouldn't want to run into myself because that didn't happen. It would shatter the space-time, right?
Right.
So
right.
You guys are from the future. You probably know better than I do, despite the fact that I made this machine. What kind of dangers are behind this door? Are we going to change the past?
Right.
Pardon me. Before you pass through this door, three questions you must answer. Are you ready?
I know the answers because I've set this guard here, the sentry. So I should let you guys answer it to make sure it's correct. Go ahead.
Well, what's the purpose of this?
It's for safety. It's for safety. I set this sentry here to make sure that nobody can enter the food.
Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry. I'm just hanging out just in this little hallway. Oh, why don't you just answer the questions yourself? I mean, you want to go through the door, right? Why can't you just answer it? This doesn't seem like the time to be checking your security systems.
I wrote the questions, so it would just be a little silly for me to answer them. And your parents are walking on thin ropes right now because I told them that you shouldn't be here during the day. This is a professional establishment.
They're also tightrope walkers, so that's kind of their job.
Walking on thin ropes, is that a saying?
You've just answered question one. They tightrope walk.
What is going on with Zorlak? I don't understand. They should be back by now. What is causing the delay?
The whole quadrant is underwater. We're all dying.
What is happening? Well, I thought we had all the instructions. We knew what to do. What could be the issue?
It was a surprise. The scientists chose to tune a surprise.
We weren't able to change it. You weren't able to change it. Well, what the hell did you go back? Go back.
Question number two.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
We're right back where we left off. And now there's two more Xanthorpes here.
This is getting a little overwhelming. I need two of you to disappear. I can only. This can't be good.
We're not magic.
Double.
We don't just disappear. You have to either kill one of us or put us back in the machine.
You're going to have to fix this loop, sir. I mean, you're the person who invented the machine. Shit.
And that's the answer to question two. You're going to have to fix this loop.
That two was a tightrope thing.
Are you ready for... That was one. Are you ready for question three?
Just before you ask question three, I know all of you Xanthorpes are one person, so I'm just going to designate the one that I touch with my hand, you. You're going to answer the question. Everybody else, just please remain quiet.
Whoa, way down low with a touch, huh?
I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew. That was not inappropriately low. It was
Xanthorpe,
odd, sure. It was odd that I touched that.
I mean, it was below the
Good luck, Xanthorpe.
Good luck, Xanthorpe.
Well, I guess it's down to me.
Okay.
Question three. Which is the real Xanthorpe?
Well, wow. Boy, that really is a tough one, because it feels like it's me, right? I mean, who's the original?
Put that gun down, Xanthorpe.
And I suppose if there's only one Xanthorpe left, then whoever that Xanthorpe is the real Xanthorpe.
No, Xanthorpe, please.
That is a correct answer. Enter now.
Okay. Good. Good job, Xanthorpe. Wow. I didn't know when I wrote that question how pertinent it would be in the situation. So,
God, this kitchen is a mess.
It's a mess. Where's the chef? I've got to... Oh, here's the tuna surprise. It's already made.
They've already made the tuna surprise? Then we're too late. We're too late.
And but I haven't eaten so many Xanthorpes. Is it my lunch? Maybe if I don't eat it, then it's not my lunch. It's just a tuna surprise for somebody.
It's already been made. It doesn't matter.
Well, Professor Johnson, that was one hell of a keynote, I'll tell you that much. But I, you know, thinking about what you said and going back and forth with the different Xanthorpes and all that, I...
You never said thank you for saving the universe, though.
What?
Well, at the end of that, I was really expecting kind of like an applause and a thank you. Like, we're still here. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What was your question?
I mean, it's kind of leading into that. There was a lot of self-congratulations going on through the whole thing. A lot of patting on the back.
Of course, I had to destroy the time machine because if it was still here, then we'd still be in danger. So go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm into it. Look, we want to bring you back to the next Flat Earth conference. We think you got something really strong. We think you get a lot of points of views that are going to like embrace the culture as well as promote what we need to do. Because let's just humor the idea because it's a fact. The world is flat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you add on top of that, there's time travel.
Well, that's of course. Time travel is flat as well.
Exactly.
Far enough away, all dimensions are flat.
Exactly. Exactly. And if you and let's say you sandwich them all together, what do you get?
Creationists?
That is scene two. Oh my.
Creationists?
Spin me in gravy and call me.
Okay, yesterday. Here we go.
Scene three. From patron VIP Jazzy Piantrum, or Piantrum, it's a scene and a poem. It reads, "Dear Alchemist, in recent response of the epidemic, I have written a poem to keep myself from being sick. Although scientifically, that is no reason I want to do it anyway, because 'tis the season." From fried hash browns to James's red hair, there are a lot of in-jokes for all to share. Chicken is church is definitely something I would join, but could you stop talking about people's groins? The alchemists are awesome and better than the rest. Now here's my suggestion, a difficult test. What would happen if a normal person got magically sucked into a TV show? And then he gave a couple examples, like Dora the Explorer or Blue's Clues. Thank you, Jazzy Piantrum. All right, let's go to our ones. We're going to do another take.
All right, got my boom. Boom coming through. Boom, I'm booming.
Yeah, let the boom through.
Most underappreciated person on the set is coming through with the boom.
Yeah, this again. All right.
Do everyone, we have remove to do your, another take?
Remove your masks. We're
do
gonna
we
roll.
Do we have to do another take? It's a fucking puppet.
Roll sound.
It's a fucking rolling. Puppet. Do we have to do?
FYI, sound is rolling.
Speed. And action, please.
Oh, Mr. Stone. God damn it. God damn
cut.
It.
Reset.
Sounds cutting. Sound is cutting.
Can I go on a break or something, please? I need like a couple days. Just give me like a 5-dayer.
Tommy, can you just keep your shit together so we can? We're at hour 13 here.
I know that, but I'm talking to a puppet, you right? know, and like I want to talk to a human being, please, once.
Okay,
I'm an actor.
Okay. Is this about season four renegotiation?
Yes, it is about season four renegotiation, okay? This is about...
Danny, I know what I want to be when I grow up, after all.
What Danny, is it, son?
Are you, Are you busy with work again?
Yeah, well, it's tax season.
It's always tax season.
Nope. Tax season is February through April.
I don't know what that means, but you said
I'm a CPA. I'm a CPA, son, and this is my busy time.
Last night before I went to bed, you said, I have to think long and hard about my future.
I said that about myself, or I said that about you?
I think you were saying that to me. You said it whispered, so I don't really know.
Okay, yeah. Yep, I had some scotch last night.
I have thought long and hard.
Good.
And I want to be... I want to be one of the puppet players.
Oh, you can't deduct that. What was that? Puppet player?
Yeah, I want to be one of the puppet players.
Uh-huh. When you grow up?
Now.
If you grow up?
What?
Oh, right now? You want to be a puppet player?
Dad, are you going to hurt me?
No, son. I would never hurt you.
Sean, what the hell is this? I mean, all my goddamn tax ones are fucked up. What the hell is this? You got puppet player over here? You got random numbers? What the hell's going on in your head, Sean?
Look, I was trying to do your taxes at the same time I was trying to raise my boy.
And
when I get distracted, I write down things for my life on people's returns.
Well, that fucked me up, man. I just got audited out of my ass. The government's coming for big bucks from me. Big bucks!
What'd they say? How much you owe?
I owe $270 billion. That's what they said.
Okay, that's a mistake.
So it looks like the figure we've got, sir, that you'll owe is $270 billion. Now
what?
Yeah, I've redone
the hell is
this
that
and checked
the fuck, what the hell are you talking about? No way.
11 times.
Are you talking about $270 billion?
It keeps coming out to 200. Let's start here.
This is a simple audit. I breed dinosaurs. I sell them the car washes. I don't have that kind of money.
It's a simple audit question. How much do you think you earned in the calendar year of 2019?
$60,000.
That's what I have too.
So how the hell do I owe $270 billion? Does it make any sense?
Let me ask you another simple audit question. Do you have any other income other than the job that brings you $60,000?
Yes.
Aha. And what do you suppose that income comes to, that total?
$30.
About $30?
Dollars.
Or $300 billion?
$30. I make toothpicks. I sell them on the side of the road.
Okay. That sounds more like $30.
It's $30.
Right. Hey, bud, get over here. What do you got? What do you got?
I got some. Oh, shit, I dropped them. Oh, shit, I dropped them.
You're an idiot.
Shit, I dropped them.
Okay, it's Saturday morning. Time for my favorite show, The Puppet Players.
Poof. Well, hello there, little boy. What if I told you I could step out of the television and sit down right next to you?
Honey, what are you watching?
I'm watching The Puppet Players, Mom.
Okay, I'm making your sunny side up eggs.
Woo!
Be ready.
Little boy, what if I told you I could put you inside of the television screen?
This is weird.
I don't think you realize I'm talking to you.
Honey, who are you talking to?
The guy on the TV. I'm hungry, Mom.
Everybody get down right now! We got a goddamn vampire coming through the goddamn screen. Kid, get in the kitchen with your mom. Ma'am, how do you do?
Hi! You just busted through my window.
Yes, I did. I'm with a small sect of Christianists that come in here to hunt down evil. And this vampire right here is trying to take the soul of your son.
Leave him alone!
I have
leave
this
him alone.
Little boy in my hands. You're my hostage now.
Now look, I can take a shot, but I need you to sanction it, all right? Mom, all right?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow, I've never been put on the spot like this.
Okay, are you single? So are you a single parent, or what's the deal?
I am, and I'm looking for men to raise my boy, but...
I'm happy to be here.
That's not true. My dad's in the office. It's just tax season.
Honey, stop it. Tax season, really? He's a CPA?
She's a tax lawyer.
We're
jumping
through the screen.
Whoa!
Oh,
missed that shot.
Maybe take another.
You want me to shoot the TV? Just shoot it and just see what happens.
What happened? He gets sucked into the screen?
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
I guess I should get out of here.
I gotta have some sunny side up eggs.
Oh, you have eggs.
Little boy, this is, usually I make sure that you agree to all these things before I take you in, but I heard your wish. You want to be a puppet.
Player.
And I, you want to be a puppet, and I can give you that magical dream to come true.
I don't want to be a puppet myself. I want to be a puppet player.
And so it is true.
No,
look at your skin.
No, they're furry. I'm blue.
And now I'm bringing you to the set of a very important TV show, and you will be the star. You will be the star.
Next up on Fox News, we got a new opinion commentator guy. This guy is hot. This guy is blue. This guy is furry. He might look like a puppet to you, but to me, he looks like an American who tells the truth. Puppet boy, why don't you come out here and say what you got to say?
I don't want to be here.
I agree. I completely agree. Okay. I 100% back that.
Boy, that puppet looks a lot like Scotty.
Nah, I don't think that's him.
I'm not saying it's him, but it just looks a lot like him.
Nah, I don't see it.
Do you mind passing the ketchup?
Hey, new puppet boy, catch on Fox News. You did great. Listen, this is your dressing room, and we're going to be ready for you on set in about 11 minutes. So let me know if you need anything. We got a special today on tuna melt. What's up?
I don't want to be a puppet. I want to be a real boy.
Yeah, no, you're a real boy. You're just going to portray one of the puppets on the show. Listen, this is a big gig. I mean, your agent's very excited. Apparently, your CPA is as well. So
I'm just excited for the insurance, frankly. You know, you get that.
Yeah, no, of course I do.
Because it's like, how do they expect us to make the money? You know what I mean? There's no work. And so then I got to make more money than I did last year when I barely worked last year, do you know? So
right. Now it's... Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm just a PA. So your wardrobe is in the... closet. Here's your customer.
Hey, I'll leave customer it to my it. Ass. I'm Tucker Carlson. You know me. Okay, listen. If you think for a second I'm gonna still puppet boy take my place, you dig right. You better watch out. Watch out, you hear me?
Who's Tucker Carlson? That man has his hand up your butt.
Yeah.
Honey, the shit I heard at work today, I am just so underappreciated. You know, I have them all lobbed, you know? I got them all lobbed. And I got my booming, and you know I'm trying to get in the union. It's just crazy. You know they stole a little boy today. They won't say it. They say he got sucked into the TV. They stole a boy. I hear all this shit going on. I hear it all, and they just want to say it's fucking normal. And they want to underappreciate me. You know, I'm doing half the jobs of everybody out there, huh? And I just it's crazy. Abduction.
What?
Huh? Are you talking to me?
I didn't boom myself.
You know, so Linda, that's the part we need you to ADR. So if you want to just give it a shot, if you could step a little closer to the mic, maybe a couple of inches, and then you want to see the scene again, or do you want to just go on the beeps?
Let's do it on the beep.
Okay. Take
Boop.
One. Okay, cut. So we're gonna.
Is that it?
All right, so let's get you doing those beeps. Let's get you just making those beep noises, and then we're done.
We're gonna play a series of beeps, and then just do the beeps.
Right, okay. So you'll hear the beeps, then you do the beeps. You understand?
Okay. Yes.
And it should sound as much like the beeps that you hear when you do ADR. I mean, you can just base it off the beeps that you're about to hear.
Okay.
I don't know why it's important to get a guy making these with mouth noises.
Yeah, but we do have the beeps.
I mean, we don't want to get inside the actor's head here, fellas.
I guess not.
Thank you.
Just, right, so you're going to hear a series of beeps.
Oh, my God.
Trust
inside
your
instincts. The actor. What, a Robin Leach. There's a Robin Leach, or who is inside the actor's Robin Leach?
Yeah. It's not Robin Leach. That's Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, but no, he's fine. Robin Leach.
Sorry, Tim. Sometimes the sound guys like to think out loud.
Do I need to remind you who I am, gentlemen? Oh, you might not recognize me now because I've grown up. I was Puppet Boy.
Pitt's Puppet Boy. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
He's got those dead glass eyes. Yeah, I can see
it. Yeah.
That Scottish vampire turned you into a puppet, right?
Your work in the season finale of season 17. Forget the Emmy Award you won.
Did they ever find that vampire? What the...
He's my agent. He's my agent.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So where were we? I'll go on the beeps then.
Yep. We're going to play the beeps when you're ready.
Beep. Beep. Beep.
Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep.
Yo, hold up. You added an extra beat in there.
Yeah, that was
four.
So let's
just do the...
An extra beat or an extra beep?
Both.
Is it Robin Leach? Who am I thinking of? What is the guy's name?
James Lipton.
James Lipton! James Lipton!
Ice T. Just think Ice T.
The rapper?
No.
Yeah, he's on Law & Order SVU.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Okay. Can I just say your reputation precedes you, and I've never heard of a vampire agent before, but as an actor, this is kind of a fantasy come true for me on a couple levels. Big Buffy the Vampire Slayer fan, but also wanted to be on the show.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with me. That's a TV show. I'm an agent.
That's what I'm saying. I'd like to be... I hear they're rebooting Buffy, and I'd like to get on that show. And I assume, as a vampire agent, you would have a fast track for me.
Let me just ask you really quick. Do you think that I'd want to work on a show about killing vampires if I am a vampire?
I would like to work on that show.
Hi, welcome to Chateau Marmont. Can I get you something to drink? Did you want your usual?
Yes, I'd like to get my usual.
Okay.
Please don't announce it.
Have a nice day.
Everybody knows it's blood. It's human blood.
Please don't announce it. I was asking you not to say.
We put celery in it, so it looks like a Bloody Mary.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll have a cup.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I'll have a cup.
I'm sorry.
Hello. My name is Xanthorp A16. I'm from the year 2742 in Chlamydia 4. Don't order that human blood.
Oh. But it's on special.
I know it's on special. It's tempting, but it changes all of human history if you order that human blood.
I kind of have it written down already, so it's just...
I'm here too late.
What happens? What happens in the future if I bring out two cups of blood?
Well, I mean, I get audited.
Oh.
I get audited for money that I didn't make. Okay.
Well, that seems like a you problem, and I want some blood.
That's a you problem.
I mean, I can't explain it's a classic butterfly flaps its wings, you know.
Sorry, I just thought of Mariah Carey.
RIP.
Very sad. Very sad. But I do still very much want the blood.
Okay. All right. I'll be right back.
Sorry, Xanthorp.
No, that's all right. Boy, this is awkward.
Yeah, you're really interrupting something here.
Okay.
I just got over a loss.
Well, I guess I might as well have a drink of the Chateau Marmont while it's around for one more week.
It's only around for one more week?
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, gosh.
I know.
Jeez.
And it's because we ordered the human blood?
No. Up. Did a different thing entirely.
Like earthquake, natural disaster?
I can't. I shouldn't.
I just don't understand what could make restaurants so popular close down.
Like flood?
So you're a vampire, a Scottish vampire puppet who works as an agent.
I'm not a puppet.
Oh,
I'm
you're not a puppet. Puppet. You're not a, okay.
I'm not a puppet. I know I have puppet-like features, but I am full flesh.
Everybody down!
Ricky, take out the goal.
All right, okay. Now,
I'm having flashbacks.
This isn't supposed to happen. What is happening?
There's a vampire time traveler, and he's got to die. And if he doesn't die, then everyone's going to die.
Just kill him. Just kill him. He's right there. Oh,
there you are, you son of a bitch. What's your name? Laptop?
My name is Xanthorp. Right. Stop putting that gun at me. I'm not the vampire. Right now.
Laptop. All right. You're going to
fucking get it.
It's the guy in the cape with the fangs. He's right there. He's drinking human blood.
I don't know which one of these people is a vampire.
Fucking devil lies, my man. And I ain't gonna take it anymore, all right?
Look, the world is 30,000 years old, and it doesn't have a future. Do you understand that?
It does have a future. My name is Xanthorpe A16, and I am from the future.
Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up!
All right, listen. If you're from the future, then tell me, how many cigarettes do I have in my pockets?
You probably have like six. Anything more would be too much. But I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
No.
Go ahead, Xanthorpe.
I like that answer. I like six. Six. No more than six.
Six. Let me see. Oh shit! They're all
get him! Get him!
No!
No, it's okay. I'll keep waiting. It's our third date. He wouldn't stand me up. I don't think you know him.
I don't. All right, look, we're gonna close up soon.
His name's Xanthorpe. I mean, we came here on our first date, so like our third date. We're like,
ma'am, I don't know him. Listen, we got about 20 minutes until we close down.
Tonight's special, but he's special. And I think that's the difference. Have you ever met someone really special?
I have, yeah. Look, we have a sad woman special if you want to do that.
You know what I mean? The what?
We have a sad woman special if you want to do that. It's two bottles of Merlot.
Jimmy, did you hear that 86, the tuna melt?
I just did.
Okay.
I just did.
Oh, I think I'm going to have to go with the sad woman special.
Excuse me, I couldn't help but overhear that your date stood you up.
Yeah. Yeah. You heard right.
Well, he ain't a man. I'll say that much. My wife divorced me after our son got pulled into the TV and became a puppet. Also, I just had a really, really busy tax season. I had a client making $60,000 got audited for 1/10 the gross national product of this country.
Wow, you're so smart.
Well, I'm a CPA.
Can I ask you a quick numbers question?
Sure. Though it's October, it's off season for me.
If 100% of my heart was invested in, say, another man, mm-hmm. and he took 60% of that tax free.
What's 60% of 100? I got that.
Okay. What write offs would you say are available to me?
Okay. May I join you?
Please,
here?
Please, this, please, this, yeah, please, please.
Table?
Please.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'd want to do is take an earned income tax credit.
Oh God! Oh, you are bad. You are bad. I don't need this Merlot. I don't need this Merlot. I don't want the Merlot.
Don't pour it on the floor. Don't pour it.
I don't need it. I don't want it.
Come and get it.
Well, that's thick Merlot. Is that human blood?
That's our show for today. Oh, welcome back to everybody down on the ground. I want to thank all of our alchemists, Jackie Uwe. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, amazing. Is there anything you'd like to mention in terms of where folks can find anything of interest to you?
Sure. You can find me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is @Jacqueline_Uwe, JACKLYN_UWEH. You can also find me on YouTube playing with the Smosh crew. So you'll find me on Smosh Games and the Smosh Sketch channel.
Cool. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming back. Much appreciated.
Of course. I love you guys. You're so fun.
Oh, stop. You. James Heaney, do you love us still?
I sure do. Sure do.
All right.
I didn't realize you did Smosh stuff. I've known a long time ago in a different life knew them. I was in, I think it was Smosh Nation or something, some show that they did. It was the last time I was over there. But that's really cool. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I tuned in.
Come through.
Awesome.
All right, James, thank you for that. And Craig?
I have no connection to Smosh whatsoever. A listener, Doug Bame, writes in wanting to know the difference between further and farther.
Yes.
And nice. I always thought the rule of thumb was it's further for time and farther for distance. Apparently, they are more interchangeable than I thought.
But in American English, typically farther is used to refer to actual physical distances, and further is more of like metaphorical distances. Further can also be a verb, like to further your point of view, or an adverb, like moreover. So further has more uses, but they're pretty much interchangeable.
Further to your point, thank you.
My pleasure.
Chris Alvarods?
Thank you for having me. I'm going to put Craig on the spot here with one. I was just thinking of yesterday.
Oh, boy.
I love
I mean, it's not even correct usage. Maybe it's just definition, which I can look up. But namesake. If something is – am I someone's namesake or are they my namesake? Is it whoever came first is the namesake of the thing? You know what I'm saying?
I think you're both namesakes if you have the same name.
Both. Yeah.
It's not that one follows the other. I think it just means you're the same.
That makes sense. I yield my time.
Thank you for that. Joey German?
Yes. Yes.
I was told by the lady of the house to ask you to say out loud, Acasa Celio.
Acasa Celio?
Yeah. It's the one of our favorite.
House of Ice? Ice House?
Yeah. Sure. But apparently she was looking for you to say because she thought it would be in a strange voice.
Oh, okay.
Casa Celio.
That's the voice. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I also want to say go Heat. And I don't even know if Ice is Celio. I think it's Celio, but it's something like that.
I think that's Cielo.
Something like that, right? That's
Cielo.
Like, Cielo.
Casa Cielo. Yeah, we're looking at the Starbucks blend.
There you go. But go Heat. Go Miami Heat. Let's fucking sweep the Lakers. Let's bring the championship back home, baby.
What?
305
what?
Till I fucking die.
Jesus. Hold on. Hey, you hold on, dude.
Whoa. This is wild.
This is.
The finals might be over by the time this episode airs.
Thank our engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain.
Bain.
The fine folks at iHeartMedia.
Orgasm.
And I thank you as your host, Kevin Pollak. Please be kind to each other. And remember to wear a mask when you go outside. Apparently it does some good. And appreciate all of your emails and your support of this show. It means the world to us. We enjoy the hell out of doing it. And I love hearing from you about your enjoyment of it. Or lack therein. Thereof.
Furthermore.
Yeah, that's it. I think that's it. And go Heat. Until next time.
Happy
New Year!